This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it. 23 years of farts and memories. The Don and Mike Show.
Memories indeed. Buzz Burbank here.
Farts indeed.
Rob Spiewak. As we look at the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our favorite moments from the show, Don, of course, will be back here with all of us on Friday for his final show for the Don and Mike Show. And in the meantime, it's more of the ultimate best of. The first time I heard Frieda Wright source on the radio, she was a weekend DJ at the radio station in Chicago where Don and I were both working. She had a bit of a radio career of her own, and that was put to good use, not only as the conscience of the Don and Mike Show, but occasionally she'd pick up a microphone and do a thing or two.
Absolutely. I think the first time I heard her was as a part-timer on WAVA. She broadcasted under the name Laura Petrie.
Right.
I wonder who thought of that. In any case, Don and Frieda took a cruise to the Bahamas, and it was a particularly nutty Monday show. I remember this show because Don docked in Baltimore and made it to the show at about 2:57.
Just barely made it.
And he wanted to get this tape right on the air. It's raw and it's funny. And it's drunk Frieda in the Bahamas on the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, vacation. Here she is. It's Saturday night. She's got a tape recorder. She's helped me take notes of all these dumb things these people have said.
Right.
And then she says, I'm going to go interview people. Ah. And I said, do this without me. This will embarrass me. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain to her that if you're going to go do this, you have to have goofy questions that make people look dumb. But I don't think she did. I've not heard the tape yet. If it sucks, we'll stop it. Here is my wonderful wife talking to people on our vacation.
Tape quarter while we were on the Bahamas so that he doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before I, while he's not here. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me just explain. Is she sober then?
No.
She doesn't sound with that. Yeah.
And let me explain to you this guy. This is a guy from Turkey. Ah. And his name is Tunce.
Tunce!
Now, here's a guy that you would think, you know, with me, Tunce, Turkey, I'm like a mile away from him because he's not an American. As it turns out, this guy was a great guy.
You're the everyman. And yeah, you don't discriminate.
Right.
Well, I do, Mike, but let me just say, I use discretion. And in this case, there was no need.
I try to help a guy out.
He's a discriminating discriminator.
I know you're trying to help me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Anyway, he's a good guy, and now Frieda's talking. Because I've been down at the bar with him just about every night.
Tunce.
And he's been
telling me. He's a passenger?
No, he works on the boat.
Oh, okay.
He's a bartender.
Oh, cool.
So I've gone down, and I've had a cigar with him, and he's told me about his problems with his girlfriend. As it turns out, this guy was one of my best friends on the ship.
Tunce!
So here he is now being interviewed by Frieda.
Tape quarter while we were on the Bahamas so that he doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before I, while he's not here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
She's drunk.
Because he'll talk about you when he gets back home. He likes you, so he'll talk about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it would be better to have your voice, I figured.
No.
Come on, Frieda.
Yeah,
he's reluctant.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Wait till she gets the hiccups. No, I can't even hear the guy.
I will, because he can't, he won't be able to imitate.
Do you think she's using the Larry Bud Melman mic technique?
I don't know. I tell you what she was just doing, though, was she was just taking a sip of a beverage that I could hear.
Now, did she have, like, a hand mic, or is it just the mic that's in the tape recorder?
No, she went out and bought a big-ass microphone.
We were on the Bahamas, so that,
Oh, you recued it.
Yeah, let me fast forward this whole
thing.
She's a little baked.
She's totally baked. Do it again?
Yeah, hold on.
She's totally baked.
She's trying to talk to the bartender, but she's not getting him on tape.
She said, well, I didn't want to get him right up by the microphone. Is this her? Hello?
Yeah, it was supposed to be edited. I haven't even, I'm warming him up.
Okay.
I've just got it rolling while I'm
all right. Well, then
I'm greasing the wheels here. And
all
I only end up asking him like one question, but I haven't asked it to him yet. That's why.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll let it roll. Thank you.
You were supposed to chop this up.
I told you I don't chop it up. I listen to it as it is.
All right. Then you pay the price.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right. You wanted to be stuttering, John.
We don't edit Frida's thoughts.
Wow. Well, you know, Stuttering John got hired by Jay Leno.
Right. Of course.
Frida and I were looking at that going, what's up with that?
What the hell is the deal
what's
with that?
What's happening with that? She wanted the job.
Yeah, I guess we're waiting.
I'll ask you a question. It'll be easy.
Here we go.
I'll ask you something I want to know anyway.
Oh.
I won't ask you till I hand you this.
You're not there now.
No, I'm no, definitely not there.
No, it'll be easy. All right. All right. So it might be on the air, but... All right. Let me give you this to you. Yeah. Tell me. I've heard you tell people to call you Tony, but I've called you Toontown.
Now, where is she?
I don't know what's going on. I can't
hear
her
now. My name is Tunjai. They call me Tony because it's short and easy to remember. And
say your name the way you would pronounce it.
It's Tunjai.
Tunjai.
Yeah, exactly. It's Tunjai.
So what she's doing the Larry Bud thing.
Yeah, but she's asking the question with the microphone in his face.
Right.
Yes.
She's having a little issue with going between her mouth and the...
she is. Yes.
But, you know, in American, in English languages, G in my language is... In your language is key, in my language is G. So we pronounce different, you pronounce
this is the guy I got along with.
The way it is. Oh, goodness, somebody's called.
I'll let you work. That's all right. I'll say it right now. Tunjai. Good.
So drunk.
Now, she planned this when she was sober, though, right? But executed it while she was drunk?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try now.
Robbie, will you pause it again? If this is her calling again, this is ridiculous. Lucy?
He's on the other side of the bar. I had to hand him the entire microphone.
All right.
I'm not that stupid.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Lucy. Don't call this number again.
Okay, here we go.
Frida?
I'm going to try and get Wilfred on tape.
Oh, Wilfred.
This, our butler.
The guy came to our
but
room.
But he went back into the...
Chasing
Wilfred.
The butler.
So I have to wait till he comes out.
Just seen her walking around the ship with this gigantic microphone.
No, sorry. All right. I'm just hanging around out here, and then I have to go to the bar.
She's waiting out in the hallway with a microphone?
Wilfred!
Mm-hmm. She's waiting for this guy.
For a scrapbook. So I wanted to get you on tape. Now, I'll hold it. So you have to tell us if how we've been as, people on the hall.
You will put this on the radio?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not good in this.
Oh, no, you'll be wonderful.
Well, I'm a Wilfred, and I was a butler for 1208.
Yeah.
Okay, and they've been very wonderful with
That's
me.
That's our room, 1208.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
Now, my husband wanted to know if you saw his dirty underwear.
Never.
Yeah, good.
Hey, good.
No, well, you're lucky then.
She took
All
my
right,
question.
So that's good. And were you saying this was your first? You've been a butler before up
Listen
here.
Listen to her. Glug, glug.
This is actually, I'm a butler for 3 years, and this is my first time I'm working for the Sky Deck.
Ah. So you're new to this deck. And so we haven't given you a hard time. We've been nice to you, haven't we?
Exactly, and y'all are lucky to have me.
Yes. Ah! Oh, yes, we've enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much.
I hope to see y'all again sometime.
Oh, yeah, you will.
That's
yeah.
a dude who was knocking on the door.
We will. Oh. Thank you, Wilfred.
Thank you. Have you all done this, sir?
Wilfred's seen you on a towel.
Are you doing it?
All right. It's tape for possible broadcast. Yeah, right. Just a couple of folks from Baltimore just enjoying the cruise.
Sure are. Having a good time, hon.
Right. I know. So do you feel like a celebrity?
Yeah, that's the name of the ship. It's a celebrity ship. Isn't it?
So which celebrity would you be?
I always kind of thought of myself as a Garth Brooks kind of guy, you know, because I like country music.
Yeah, you have that look. Right. Yeah, you do. I noticed that about you the minute I saw you.
Garth Brooks on Mars.
His lovely wife, but you're too shy to speak.
Yeah, I'm a child.
Well, as long as you can just say that you're shy on the microphone.
I'm shy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So.
These people, I don't even know these people.
What events happened while you were on board?
We saw the man and the lady that didn't make it back to the ship today. Oh. That was the most exciting thing that happened to us.
Did you see all the shows? Did you see the comedian?
The comedian, he was as funny as the guy on Raymond. I forget his name. We laughed.
Oh, stop this for a second. We loved everything on the ship, but this comedian was a guy from Star Search who could not have sucked more. Both Fried and I were sitting there for this entire show, and we were drinking.
Was
so
it a comedian that was so bad he made you angry?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Because, Mike, a lot of his shtick was based, like, in 1965. Here was a big one. How many of you guys can relate to this? When I'm getting ready to go on this cruise with my wife, she's got a bag on the bed with stuff for the cruise I'm not allowed to touch. She says, hey, don't touch that toothpaste. That's for the cruise. Meanwhile, you know, all the dumb.
They're laughing with their jaws unhinged.
Great unwashed. They're like,
sure, well, I mean, that's
dying to be entertained.
I mean, the cruise ship audience, that's why you get that entertainment, because they're dying to be entertained.
How does he stack up with Noodles Levinstein?
He's not as great. And furthermore, if I had had one more drink, I would have challenged him on his claim that he's been on Jay Leno.
Really?
He's so bad.
You just don't think there's a chance.
I can't even picture him being one of those guys that go like at the light. Yeah. I'm here for the last 5 minutes. I couldn't even picture that.
This sounds like these are your neighbors that you're talking to here.
Yeah, I saw a number of people that were enjoying the comedian just like that. Well, I appreciate you talking with me.
It's a great pleasure, and thanks a lot.
And can you say hi to Don and Mike?
Hi to Don and Mike. I listen to you guys on the radio all the time.
All right, thank you.
There's a lot of people on that
boat.
Did
she have fun doing this?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people on the boat listen to the show because it sailed out of Baltimore.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
I got hiccups.
Oh, now now
bummer.
Hold on.
Here. All right.
Pause it. This is, if you know Frieda, when she is drunk, she gets hiccups.
Okay.
And she gets hiccups.
So it's a real sign that she's definitely...
She gets hiccups that don't stop.
Okay.
And it's exactly like this. One cosmopolitan, two cosmopolitans, three cosmopolitans, hiccups.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Yeah. I got hiccups. Oh, 14, bummer. All right. No. No, but if they ask,
catch that?
That's cute. Yeah.
Toodaloo. If we have.
Oh, now she's trying to go to the.
Oh, this is the second one.
Cruise director.
No, wait a minute. Keep going. Come on, we need 14.
Come on, 14.
Come on, 14.
Come on. She's in bingo.
No. Ah. 15.
She's
come
playing
on, come
bingo.
On, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. She's
nobody's
drunk.
Got 15. No.
She is
oh,
drunk.
Listen to this.
She's really.
No, he was lying.
It is the best part.
Tuesday.
This is the best part of the tape right here.
Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Can we?
No, all right.
Can we go?
No, all right, I don't even remember what it was. Bummer. I wanted to get up and get toodaloo on Mike.
Oh, this cruise director, the British guy.
Is she talking to bingo?
Yeah.
All right.
Her big sign-off is toodaloo.
Shoot. We almost had it. Thanks for helping. Yeah. Oh, bummer. Oh, hey. We have 14 over here. No. All right. All right. All right, I'm turning up the microphone. We'll get her later.
So drunk. It's almost over.
Is this the same time frame right here?
Yeah, same night.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
This is over like a 4-hour period Saturday night.
So she gets progressively.
Oh, we are. Yes. We're making an audio scrapbook.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I don't have time to stop now because I'm
cruise director
stage in less than 5 minutes.
Say, just say okay. Your famous toodaloo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Toodaloo. All
right. Thank you.
That's great.
Bitch.
Later tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
She didn't have time? Was she? No. Does she fancy herself a big celeb?
Too busy.
What? I dropped my purse. Wait a minute.
Oh, dear.
Frieda.
No.
Yeah, you went in the window. No. All right.
This is like
so bomb. Really. No.
It's the end.
Is that it?
Goodbye. Is that it?
Goodbye.
Is that it?
Never caught
hey,
up
that was good. I like the real drunk Frieda.
Yeah,
at
bingo
the end.
Was
that was
great.
4 hours.
Bingo was the best.
She went out for 4 hours, and that's all she got.
Yeah, it was, you know. It,
okay, that's my girl.
Wow,
that is my girl.
Can we hear it again? Can we play bingo?
Isn't the hiccuping the best?
Oh, and the one was just really pronounced. I mean, a real
We have 14.
You know, of all the things on that tape, I think if you get that hiccup, you can probably isolate that hiccup. Yeah. I think that would be. I think it's clear enough that you really hear it.
No, but
how good is that?
That's a good one.
How good is she, huh? Except when she told me she hated my guts. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.